And it wasn't long ago that advanced skin cancer was a death sentence with survival rates of less than a year. But in the 1990s, scientists began working on something no one thought possible, harnessing the body's own immune system to fight cancer. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED met up with a young woman beating the odds thanks to these advances in science.
In the oncology unit at a UCSF Medical Center in San Francisco, a nurse wraps a blood pressure cuff tightly around Ashley Walton's thin, pale arm. She looks pretty young for 34 years.
I'll take your temperature right under your tongue. Is that okay?
Sure. The nurse leads her and her mother down a hall to meet Ashley's oncologist for a quarterly check-in.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Ashley warmly embraces Dr. Adil Dowd.
So how are you?
I'm good. I'm married now. I'm a
congratulations.
Married old woman.
Nice.
For many years, Ashley doubted marriage was in her future. When she was 26, she found a mole on the back of her hip.
And it started morphing into this ugly, dark, bleeding thing that just, I knew something was wrong.
Doctors surgically removed it. Then a couple of years later, a tiny lump popped up in Ashley's abdomen.
And over the next few weeks, it started growing and growing until it was about the size of a walnut.
A biopsy revealed she had stage 4 melanoma. In total shock, she scoured the internet and found the average survival rate was 6 to 9 months.
I saw that and I freaked out.
But her oncologist told her to ignore the numbers.
Dr. Dowd told me, if there's any time to have melanoma, right now is a pretty good time to have it because there's a lot of stuff opening up to you.
Well, the major excitement in our field is on, you know, using immune checkpoint blockers. And the idea here is that if you have T cells turned off by what's known as the PD-1, PD-L1 checkpoint.
Let me try to simplify this. Normally when the body sees toxic material, immune cells kill it. But cancer cells are really sneaky. They put the brakes on the immune system. Immune checkpoint blockers stop that from happening.
You're basically preventing that brake from engaging.
Would it be kind of similar, like cancer kind of has like this invisible cloak that it like kind of hides under, and then you kind of take off that cloak?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to describe it.
Since the cancer is no longer invisible, the immune system can mount an attack. It was a huge breakthrough when the Food and Drug Administration approved the first drugs to do this in 2011. The science behind the miracle drug was developed back in the 90s by a guy named Max Crummell in a lab at UC Berkeley.
I was a very frustrated graduate student for a few years trying to develop an antibody that would do something.
After many long nights, Crummell noticed his antibody was influencing the behavior of immune cells.
You can drive them like a car. You can accelerate them or you can brake them. And then it was really like playtime.
He started injecting the antibodies into sick mice.
And essentially, in the very first set of experiments, my antibodies caused tumors to shrink.
Now, fast forward a couple of decades to Ashley Walton's story. Her doctors hope the technology developed in Crummell's lab could be the key to killing her cancer. But the treatment was harrowing. When Ashley started receiving immunotherapy, the 90-minute drips were followed by a slew of side effects.
I started getting really high fevers. I got a few skin rashes, gastritis.
Still, her tumors were shrinking. Then, after 6 months, new lesions cropped up in Ashley's abdomen. So her doctors added a second immunotherapy drug to the mix. Unfortunately, she had a lot of the drug's possible side effects.
Yeah, I just generally felt like the life was being sucked out of me. So you go into a really dark place.
For several years, Ashley hitchhiked from drug to drug just to stay alive.
There are so many advancements being made in the field of immunotherapy that even if it doesn't cure you, it gets you to the next big thing.
That wild ride paid off. She hasn't had an infusion in the last 10 months.
So am I technically in remission?
Yes,
wow.
You're technically in remission.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Stories like Ashley's are really exciting to oncologists. Dr. Leonard Lichtenfeld is the chief medical officer for the American Cancer Society.
So imagine when we've gone from a time when we had nothing to offer to today, and they're talking about cure for some patients with advanced melanoma.
Scientists and big pharma are really hopeful about the future. There's about 1,000 current trials to develop new immunotherapy drugs to help more people fight different kinds of cancer. About 30 to 40% of patients still do not respond to immunotherapy.
Remember, we're at the beginning of this journey. We're not at the end. We still have a long way to go. We're going to have ups and we're going to have downs.
Back in the exam room, Ashley and her mom received surprising news at her latest checkup with Dr. Dowd.
So what do you think about pregnancy or trying to start a family?
So I think this is a good time to get pregnant, actually.
Right, well. Ashley crosses her fingers and smiles. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg.